Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, July 6, 2009, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. To introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and the leader of our More Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy.
I am excited about tonight's special guest speaker.
Oh, I tell you, this guy tonight is going to burn the wires up. We may have to put on an extra line just to take care of him. But before we start on that, Randy, I'd like to say next Monday night at this same time, Mr. Darnell Self will be our guest speaker. And next Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, Mr. Bob Griffin will do our small business training. And if anyone missed the group call tonight with Linda Bowden, man, they missed the carnival and the circus all put up one. That girl, she did it all tonight and was a powerful, good job. So if you was on the call, you know what I'm talking about. If not, you just missed it, but Randy has got it recorded. Well, Randy, first of all, this gentleman, he may not like it, but I like to consider him a personal friend, and he's proven one over and over to me for 25 straight years now. He's one of our board of directors. He's a gentleman that brought network marketing to prepaid. Like I said, he's a good friend. He was the president of National Foundation Life. He's opened many other businesses he's been head of. But most of all, he's the kind of person that knows what they're doing. He never takes no for an answer. He goes out there, he presents where people knows what he's talking about, and then just goes out there and does a good job. And although he's a multi-millionaire and belongs to millionaire clubs and all that, he's down to earth. He understands where you and I come from because he come from similar backgrounds. And it's my honor, and I'm telling you, my privilege to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Mr. John Hale. John, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Ken. I'm so choked up, I won't be able to talk.
Well, that's the way you wrote it.
But I'll tell you, that's exactly right. And if you'll take just a moment, taking whatever time that was, seemed like 20 minutes for you to introduce me. I like to put my wife on the thing when you repeat all that, will you?
Yes, sir, John. I'll do better the next time.
She don't know all that stuff about me.
I meant every word of those. We should have had time to say more things, especially the time I spent with you in Arizona and some of the trips we made and some of the places we've been. Of course, we don't tonight. But they'll always be embedded in my memory, John.
Mine too. Mine too, Ken. And I'm proud of your whole family of being so associated. I heard Dayton, Ohio mentioned somebody on the call from Dayton. 1930, I was born in Dayton, Ohio, at St. Elizabeth Hospital. Been about 78 years ago. And lived there for the first 37 years of my life. And then moved to Louisiana as part of just changing jobs to be able to, or changing location to be able to improve my status. But still, never made any money. I mean, I made good money. I was president of a big life insurance company down in Louisiana one time. And the biggest my salary ever was $40,000 a year, plus a few fringe benefits. Then I moved to Oklahoma because they offered me $70,000. Then I finally stayed there for about 8 years. By the end of the 8 years, I was making $110,000. I thought that was a lot of money. Then I found out getting in network marketing, I made $1 million my third year in the business. And I didn't work any harder, didn't have to travel any more than I had before. It's just the opportunity is so much better and the opportunity to expand without you having to be totally involved in it from scratch. And it's a real opportunity for anybody that sees it, and the opportunity is even better now because all I hear is I turn on television, if I do and I don't much anymore, is hear about how bad things are. And bad if things are that bad, there's a whole lot of people out there looking for a real opportunity. And everybody said, well, there's a recession going on, the business is slow, the economy's dead, they haven't got this, all the stimulus stuff, hadn't got that all resolved yet, and don't know what they're going to do about it. And the real world is that we got a better opportunity today, and I saw an article the other day written by Mr. Stonecipher saying the exact same thing, that the opportunity's even better for us today than it was 5 years ago or will be 5 years from now. And for those of you who don't know that, Prepaid Legal really had been in business about 10 years, been around a little longer than that, but been in business about 10 years when I joined in 1983. And in 1983, for those of you that's old enough to remember it, there was a worse recession going on than going on right now. All you hear now is that we're in the worst recession since the Great Depression. And I guarantee you, in 1983, things were a lot worse than they are now. There's more banks closing every day than they've closed the entire time up till now. Interest rates were 21%, mortgage loans were 14%, and it's just skyrocketing. The whole economy's falling to pieces. And then all of a sudden, some companies, one of them headed by Sam Walton, Walmart, the founder of Walmart, Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, and Arlen Stonecipher, the founder of Prepaid Legal, all started about the same time. And with everything stacked against them and the economy being bad, all three of them decided they were going to become a major factor in their part of their industry. In the case of Microsoft, to create an industry. In the case of Prepaid Legal, to create a new industry. In the case of Walmart, a new find a new way to distribute stuff at prices that gave everybody a reason to come to Walmart instead of going wherever else they'd been going. But because they, in 1983, made that commitment, today those three are three of the fastest-growing companies in America. In fact, are the three fastest-growing companies in America for the last 15 years. In the case of Prepaid Legal Services, with over a 4,000% increase in that since 1983. But the other part about that business, and the other part about the reason it happened, that's three of the companies, unusual companies, that still have the same founder and CEO that they had in 1983. And very few companies can say, of course, Sam Walton is dead now, but until his death, he was still the founder and CEO of Walmart. Arlen Stonecipher is still the CEO and founder of Prepaid Legal. And Bill Gates is the founder and CEO of Microsoft. So all I'm telling you is don't let the economy scare you. Don't let anything in the world keep you from doing whatever you need to do. And we talk about saturation. I love that part in our presentation where we talk about that we got no more than 4% anywhere and 3% that is high. And that's what about what we got in Oklahoma. But the overall average is about a little over 2% of saturation is what all the Prepaid Legal has got. And so we got all kind of opportunity. And even in Oklahoma, people get the idea that everybody in Oklahoma owns a Prepaid Legal membership. When you realize only 3% of the people do, that you understand it. I know we had one of our distributors in our organization in Prepaid Legal happened to have a friend that worked sold cars in a little town of Poto, Oklahoma. Randy, you're probably the closest to Poto of anybody. How big is Poto? Anybody know? They may not know, but that's just a small
John,
town.
I know. Poto's less than 2,000 people.
Yeah, that's 2,000. Yeah. He went down to Poto, Oklahoma to see his friend of his.
We've
and he got
work
to a tractor dealership. That all of a sudden, the government's about ready to do it, taking them over, and they're selling out, and they're doing everything else. But they went to the Chrysler dealership, and you'd think that nobody in the world would think about calling on car dealers today. But they had 18 employees, and he wrote 17 of them on a Prepaid Legal membership under a group basis, and just shows you what can be done. He had no intentions, really, of doing that. He was going down to see a friend. But who would have ever thought? And here it is in Oklahoma, where we're closer to saturation than any place else, and the economy that everybody's saying is worse than the Great Depression, and yet here's 17 people waiting in line on a person that got 100% of them on the first call, and it was the simplest sale he'd ever made in his life to pick up a few bucks extra so he'd have some money for his family.
John, sure you're absolutely right, because last Thursday I had so many people trying to recruit in, I finally had to call my grandson to come help me because the truth is I couldn't handle them. After the call this morning at 10 o'clock, I had to come downstairs, had three people waiting for me in the office, and had four more that I had in Polky and other office while Jeremy come to get another one. This thing is popping if we don't take advantage of his own fault.
Timing's absolutely perfect, and that's just a perfect example of it. And I don't know what all been announced about the Jeremy deal, but I want to congratulate Jeremy and all of you about that situation, and it's just going to make this thing explode, and we're all just here at the right time at the right place. For those of you who don't know me, I joined Prepaid Legal really as a member and as an investor and back in the early 1970s where I knew Harlan Stonecipher. Harlan Stonecipher sold insurance for a life insurance company that I was president of, and then there I was out selling Prepaid Legal from the company he was president of. But nevertheless, that's how long I've been associated with Harlan, and then went on the board of directors in the early 1980s and been on there practically ever since. Started my own organization. Built my own organization in 1983 with a lot of stipulations and people like Wilbur Smith and Kenneth Moore around. We just absolutely took the world by storm and got Prepaid Legal kicked off on the status. Everybody's talking about that I made a lot of money, and I did. I'll tell you about a little bit about that, but I'm going to tell you people in Prepaid Legal right now. In fact, a couple of them on the phone I know of right now is making as much money or more money than I did per month in 1983. 84 and 85, when I was producing the kind of business that produced the income I'm making today. And I'll just cap it off with telling you that the month of June just ended, and my check just arrived today, my final check I got from Prepaid Legal for the month of June, and my residual income check from business I wrote from 1983 to 1988, my check was just over $40,000. Now, when you can work at a company 5 years and 4 months and build an income of that kind of residual income that 21 years later is still paying you $40,000 a month, you've joined a company that's in the right place at the right time, and you're helping to build up even a bigger company. And I can tell you there's several people in this company right now make a lot more money than I did. Got my third year with Prepaid Legal, I earned over $1 million. Since that time, I earned almost $15 million. And only 4 or 5 years of that was active with the company. We got people in the company today, including Wilbur and Carruthers and herself and all of them, they're making more money than I did. I wasn't making anywhere near $140,000 a month, and was still, but it's built a residual income like you couldn't get any place else in the world. So whatever you do, don't ever forget that and understand the value of volume. And that's just what it is, volume. It's a low ticket item, but with the volume where people keep it and they just keep drafting the account and you just keep making money. So it's all there to do. I'm now involved in Prepaid Legal again after a couple of years now, after I retired from a company that I was CEO of. And retired and decided I wasn't going to do it anymore. And then I got restless and nervous and got caught up in the excitement of Prepaid Legal again when I had the opportunity to visit with people like the Moore family and with Hartburg, Wilbur and Smith and Harlan Stone Seifert. So I decided I was going out and play around with it. And it's growing now just like it did before. When I first started with Prepaid Legal, it took me 6 months before I had 109 people. Well, 6 months later, I had 13,400. So just let me tell you, give it time. Whatever you do, don't ever quit. Don't ever give it. I think the most successful thing we can do, Randy, is when people ask us, what do I need to do to make sure I'm successful in this business? Be here 1 year from now. Be here 1 year from now. And they say, well, what about if I've been here for a year now? What do I need to do to be here successful? Be here 1 year from now. Be here 1 year from now. Because it really is just a matter of hanging on. Because no matter how much you may do, you're also going to run into a Kenneth Moore or Randy or Jeremy or you never know who's going to sponsor the next Wilbur Smith, who's going to sponsor the next Kenneth Moore like Wilbur Smith did, that can do nothing but make you lots of money for a lot of years, and it's well worth the effort. But I just want to tell you, there's a lot of things that are important about getting in business and starting your own business. But the number one factor is being sure you're associated with people who's going to treat you right. They're not going to pull the plug on you, not going to do anything else. They'll just continue to do business and continue to pay you. And I can assure all of you that you're at the right company, Prepaid Legal, and there's no limit to what you can do if you decide you want to do it. And if there's ever anything I can do, I'll be glad to do it. The big money's here. The big recruiting's here. The big recognition is here. About 1,000 people just came back from where the Dominican Republic was, something was it? Having the time of their life and didn't cost them a dime out of their pocket, and they didn't have to do one extra thing, just meet very, very, very minimum requirements and have to qualify for that trip. And anybody don't qualify for those trips, and both the national conventions are really cheating themselves, because I really don't know anybody that's ever been to a Prepaid Legal national convention that isn't still with the company. So you can do anybody a better favor, no matter whether they're from Idaho or all the great states I've been hearing here on the phone about where you're from. There are people from everywhere who need to be on all those trips with the Players Club. And I encourage all of you to win, because if you put that on your goal, the check will automatically happen and the money will be deposited into your account. But Kenneth and Randy, I appreciate very much being with you, and looking forward to seeing you, and very, very happy to see all of you doing so well. And if you never, ever, ever need anything, just give me a holler. I'll do anything I can do to help.
But, John, you're on the board of directors. Without saying anything, you know and I know that Prepaid is constantly looking to better ourselves, associates. Is that not true?
It's absolutely yourself. Better yourselves and everything. That most companies don't make near as many changes. Everybody accuses Harlan Stone Seifert of always making changes. But the good part about Harlan Stone Seifert, I've known him 35 years, and I've never known him make a change that wasn't for just one reason, to put more money in the people in the field's pocket.
In 25 years, I've never known him cut commissions, just add to
them. That's exactly. Never had done it. Never had done it. That's got me.
So To me, that's an amazing thing. And here it is, they say a bad economy, yet we're booming. I'm telling you, we're absolutely booming in a bad economy. As far as I'm concerned, this is the company and this is the time. And John Hill, you're the man. I appreciate you very, very much.
I appreciate you, Ken.
Andy probably has something to say, but John, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I guess you know without saying over the years that if you need Ken Moore, you just have to pick up the phone.
Thank you, Ken.
Mr. Hale, this is Randy. I just wanted to say it was a privilege. Jeremy and I got to work with you and travel all over North America with you with Prepaid Legal, and we learned a lot from you. And it was just a privilege to know someone with your morals and your character, your honesty and your integrity, and we just want to thank you in front of our entire team tonight.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Randy.
Look forward to working with you in the future, Mr. Hale.
By the way, John, would you hug your wife for me?
I'll do it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hale. Thank you for being on the call tonight.
Okay, thanks a lot, please. Okay.
All right, so now I want to go out to Colorado and to actually Pueblo, Colorado, and to Silver Executive Director, Mr. Bruce Two. Mr. Two, are you on the call?
I am. Can you hear me all right?
I can, Mr. Two. Yeah, I know you have a couple of associates that have a great success story about getting some tools out in the marketplace. Is that right?
It is, and we had fun doing it.
Well, would you mind telling a little bit about them and introduce them tonight?
I would. Thank you very much, Randy. Appreciate the opportunity. It was great insight from Mr. Hale, too. That was wonderful to hear from him. Well, I'd like to introduce Carl and Debbie Sporleader, who are our executive directors in my team. And Carl is a ranch manager, and Debbie is a professional sales trainer. And they came together and decided they weren't having enough time together, so they went full-time in the business. And here a few months ago, in 14-day period, they went executive director from a manager level. And they're just always thinking outside the box and keeping it fun. And I guess
excuse me, Bruce, did you say they went from manager to executive director in 14 days?
Yes, I did. This was here a few months back. And they're just thinking outside the box, and they're learning how to focus. And the story they're going to tell tonight is thinking outside the box. I don't know if it's duplicatable in every community, but thinking outside the box is. And so, Carl and Debbie, Debbie, are you there?
Yeah, Bruce, are you
here?
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much. And thank you, Mr. Moore. I really appreciate the time. First, you know, I must say about that Ken Moore is actually our inspiration about this because Bruce and Muriel and I went to a business training in Ada a while back, and we actually were invited to Mr. Moore's house after and heard some of the incredible stories of how he thought outside the box and to get in front of people. And so with that inspiration, we were thinking about it because we have a highway construction project that has been putting all of the traffic off of the interstate down to one lane through our little town of 4,000 people. And so we have been watching on the weekends where there's miles of cars backed up on the interstate and then going through town. They sit for over an hour at times to get through town. And so we were thinking about it and we thought, well, how about giving them a map of how to get around town quicker? And, you know, it'd be real nice to these people and to help them out that way. And there's of course, it's a perfect opportunity to get some materials in front of them. And so what we did, we put the map together with a DVD, and we've been on auto ship for a while, so we have some DVDs to get into the marketplace. So, Debbie, I'll let her tell a little bit more about how it went from there.
We had so much fun, and before we actually started this, we really got some great advice from our Gold Executive Directors, Bruce and Muriel, and they had asked us to talk to our attorneys. And Jerry, our attorney through Prepaid, thought it was an absolutely fabulous idea, but she suggested that we contact our local authorities. And so I called our county administrator, and he really thought it was an awesome idea. So Carl made these maps out, and we set out printing these maps and stapling them to DVDs. And on there, we had the following printed. It said, come on, you're bored anyway. Why not listen to this? Silver side up for your listening pleasure. And then we had our phone numbers on there and absolutely had a blast. But it really became ecstatic when I saw a county sheriff pulling up. And I was able to walk up to that officer with a smile on my face and my hand extended for a handshake. And just as he was asking what I was doing, a city officer showed up, And I was able to approach him with the same confidence, explaining, you know, how our attorneys and our county administrator, how they all thought it was such an awesome idea. When I told him that, the whole atmosphere changed, and within a minute we were joking and laughing, and I even handed out maps while they were standing there to people that were driving by. And I think what was even more cool was I handed them one and asked them to listen to it while driving around. So we gave away 150 DVDs in less than an hour.
Wow.
So, Carl, I don't know if you have anything else real quick to add.
It was incredibly fun to have, you know, the police come out, and because of the confidence and being personable, you know, have that mannerism, just like Mr. Moore does with everybody that he meets. You know, they came out not really knowing what they were going to do or expect, you know, when they probably got a call from somebody saying that there's somebody out here, you know, throwing things into windows. Well, maybe not quite. We handed everything to them. But and then they walked away with DVDs in their hands and saying, you know, good luck to you guys. I hope everything works well. And you know, this project's going to be going throughout the summer, so we're really looking forward to doing this multiple times and getting a lot of tools in the marketplace and getting more calls back. So with that, we just really appreciate the time and just want to tell everybody, you know, think outside the box. Get in front of a lot of people because there's a lot of opportunities out there to be able to get in front of people.
Well, you know, I'd like to say something to you. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
I wasn't sure if I had mute off or not. What an outstanding job. But you did the right thing. You got in contact with the attorney. You got in contact with the proper authorities, so everything was well and in order. That's the reason you had the confidence when the law officer pulled up. You were well within your rights, and I commend you. What an outstanding job. Wish I thought of the idea myself, but I'd like to take credit for it. I never even dreamed of it. So I want to congratulate you. You guys are such an inspiration. You do such a wonderful job. And, of course, your upline is outstanding. If anybody knows them, you know, they know they're the salt of the earth, they're great people. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys for being on the team.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. We sure appreciate it, and we sure appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
That's a heck of a good way to get caught up if you were behind on your two-a-days, huh?
Yeah, that's
right. That's powerful.
Congratulations, Carl and Debbie. Great job.
Thank you.
All right. Now I want to go out to Stillwater, Oklahoma, to Gold Executive Director, Mr. Dave Peterman, who's been really getting after the recruiting lately. Mr. Peterman, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, Mr. Moore.
Hey, Dave, I know every time I talk to you, you know, you're calling, you want me to do a three-way, or you're calling wanting to introduce, and it's all because you've got people in front of you that are, you're bringing into the business. Why don't you share with everybody the type of people you're bringing in and what's going on with you tonight?
Getting a lot of referrals. I like the story we just heard. I may have to go look for a construction project. They got one over on I-35. I tell you, it's, Mr. Moore, one of the things, you know, the article that we had from a couple of weeks ago that was in USA Today, talking about moonlighting as a way of life for workers in a tough job market. That whole article, it was talking about the lady in, you know, she works an 8-hour job, and then she, you know, she leaves that job and goes across the, you know, runs across the parking lot to another job that she works every evening and sometimes on the weekends. And, you know, it takes on, she said that, you know, some days I want to walk next door and just tell them I can't do this anymore. But then she said, I think of all the things that I have to do with the money. Well, many Americans are you know, they are coping with a worse job market a generation. And they're doing it by double up and finding other jobs. But, you know, when you look at that, they, you know, there's a definite pickup in holders of multiple jobs and things. But when they work another job, it creates, you know, as if they didn't already have enough limits on how much time they can spend with their family. Anytime they go to a job, they're punching a clock. Someone tells them when to be there, when they can leave, where they can eat, you know, what time they can take a break, whatever. And if they don't tell them where they can eat because of, you know, by name, they tell them where they can eat and what they can do by nature of how much money they're paying them or not paying them. And it's just amazing to me that, you know, when they talk about, well, hey, you know, we had this, but one of us lost a job, or one of the couples lost a job or whatever. This is a way, and I just look at it from a timing aspect. In today's economy, you know, we're creating more entrepreneurs. I think Mr. Hale you know, was talking about back, you know, when we had the oil bust, you know, and things here. I paid some of that owning a construction company. I paid some of that 21, 22, 23% interest on construction money and that kind of thing and doing that. But when you look at the fact there are a lot of businesses out there, business owners, small business owners right now that are either hanging on, waiting for, you know, to, they're trying to make it. They're doing that. So whether it be the employee or a business owner, small business owner, whatever, in today's, we have the right company. I mean, you think about that. We have the right company with the right product and service that have, and we have the right provider attorneys. We're meeting a tremendous need I mean, people have a huge need. If money's tight, smaller things become more devastating. You know, identity theft is a huge thing. So when you look at all of that, you know, it's like Mr. Hale talked about again. You know, they went down to the car dealership and wrote the memberships. Those people, they need the service, and they're starting to recognize it in today's economy. But what really happens is they also need an opportunity. And it's really just a matter of, like, you know, your dad's taught me, it's just much more, it's just, you know, if you're around people and you work prepaid around your life, not, you know, I mean, you just, you live, and then everything you do is you're meeting people, around people, and if you'll just listen and be courteous and polite and complimentary to people. I mean, a lot of people are running around with what looks like to be a, you know, a sour attitude. They're just, you know, they're down a lot of times. But we're looking for positive people. Well, we can make a difference in their lives. You know, we have the right compensation plan. We have the right timing. And, you know, I think it really all comes back to being the product of the product. I bought a membership. I bought the membership and thought, this is something that everyone needs. And, you know, I at least owe them the opportunity to hear about it. And when you tell people about it, and I use the "if you're my attorney" story every day, even if I don't recruit the person or even if I don't sell a membership, that potential prospect in that 2 or 3 minute "if you're my attorney" story, they're telling me how many hundreds of times more that their perception of what we offer is worth, you know, what they think it should sell for as to what we charge. So it's just you know, when you ask them, well, is there any reason, and I got this from Mr. Kenmore, but now that you know, is there any reason you wouldn't want to have that to protect yourself, your family, your assets, and your identity, do it for pennies? I mean, that's logical and supportable. Now, how would you like to make from $35 to $250 just marketing that same thing? And they ask, well, what do I have to do? You know, I mean, so when you look at it, we're in the right place, the right time, the right product, service with the right company, and, gee, the timing just cannot get any better. Business is good. I'll put it that way.
Well, I know recruiting is good for you because you've been so busy. And what type of people have you been bringing on board, Dave?
Well, you know, Randy, we've got a couple of new real estate people. We got a new guy that's been in the car sales for years. We got a couple of independent insurance people. You know, and when you're talking to insurance people, you know, they may be out here, whether it be in a PNC or whatever. And when you can show them here something that can, you know, whether it be an insurance person or a realtor. I mean, when a realtor understands they can offer this product to their client base, you know, whether or not they get the listing or they make this, you know, actually have that client, I mean, because there's so much they have to do to qualify the prospect and get them, you know, there's so much underwriting, if you will, whether in the insurance business or pre-qualification if you're in the real estate business or whatever, these people can actually make a good income by marketing prepaid while they're creating clients for their other business. And, you know, when you start looking at the fact that, you know, an insurance agent can have something that's a guaranteed issue, or any of us. I mean, you look at the fact that we have a great company and everything in place, but you have a guaranteed issue product that covers an entire immediate family. I mean, and you know, everybody on here knows, you know, you'll never marry, doesn't mean married, divorced, come back home. But, I mean, yeah, it does cover the entire immediate family within what our thing is. But it's a fixed cost, no escalating premiums. They can make, you know, 48-62.5% of the annualized premium, 25% renewals for life, guaranteed issue, no claim form, service work. I mean, what better thing can you have? You know, I mean, it's amazing when you look at at how big the potential is right now. I'm more excited now than I ever have been.
That's what I was laughing about. I'm telling you, you're passionate. You know what? That's the reason that you're doing so well recruiting people, because you, people can feel how passionate you are about this. I'm just excited about it.
Well, you know, and Randy, I appreciate that. But you know, the other thing, yeah, because I've been pretty passionate about what I do. The other thing is I finally, you guys have gotten me into, you know, to understanding that it's not my job to convince them. It's right. That's a waste of time. They right now, they either see it or they don't.
That's right.
Period. And I appreciate you finally getting it through my head that that's the case.
Well, Mr. Peterman, I am so excited for you because I tell you, nobody works any harder at this business than you do. But you're enjoying what you're
absolutely
doing, and it really is showing through. And I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you and Gene and all sticking with it. I know there's been ups and downs and in this business like there is in life, but you've always been there. You've always stuck with it. You're dependable. You're honest, you're hardworking, man, everything that we want associates to be, that's what you are. And we just appreciate you guys very much. We wanted to give you a few minutes on the call tonight.
We appreciate that. We're certainly proud of being on the More Success team.
Thank you, David. We appreciate you very, very much and that beautiful wife of yours.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Peterman, thank you. I want to thank Mr. John Hill for being on the call tonight. And, of course, Carl and Debbie's floor leader with Mr. Bruce, too, introducing them. And, of course, David and Gene, you guys are doing an awesome job. Mr. Moore, next Monday night, we've got a very special guest speaker. Who's it going to be?
Mr. Darnell Self, Randy.
Darnell Self. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're in for quite a treat with Mr. Darnell Self. In fact, a lot of our team had a special retreat that was earlier, I guess at the very end of last month, and Mr. Self was actually one of our guest speakers for our team out there, and I think he'll probably share some stuff on that. And then also next Monday night at 8 p.m. Central, you've got a special small business training call. Is
that is correct, Randy. Mr. Bob Griffin, the trainer for here in the state of Oklahoma, will be conducting that. He always does a fantastic job. And, of course, I'd like to announce next month's group will be by Miss Yvette Mayo. Yvette Mayo is the trainer of the year 3 years in a row. She's got so many accolades that I'll have to reserve that for the time when she's introduced. But this lady's a ball of fire, been with Prepaid 20-something years, great supporter of the More Success team, and always willing to help anybody on anybody's team. She's a great lady.
Of course, tonight we had
Linda Bowden.
We had Miss Linda Bowden. We always have our
group. We're going to have to get a fire extinguisher for her tonight.
Our group training call is the first Monday of every month at 8 p.m. Central. On the second Monday of every month, we do our special small business training call, and that's at 8 p.m. also. And, of course, every Monday night at 9 p.m. Central, we do this call. So we're very, very excited about the great things that are going on within Prepaid Legal, and especially our More Success team. We encourage everyone to stay plugged in to the call. So it seems like it just shows the bigger picture within Prepaid Legal. When you can pick up the phone, you can hear guests from and associates from all over North America, including Canada, on our calls. It just shows the bigger picture with Prepaid Legal. So with Mr. Moore, it was a pleasure to hear you tonight. I'll turn the call back over to you.
But Randy, I want to say thank you for all your work, and of course, Jeremy, but thanks to every team member in Prepaid Legal, and especially on our More Success team. And what an outstanding two calls we had tonight. We could go on and on, Randy, but I know people got to get to other things. We do want to say, folks, let's keep God first, family second, and Prepaid third. We love you all. We appreciate you. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.